Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
This is the D Word Podcast, where we talk dementia. Welcome along to another edition of the D Word Podcast. If you're a regular listener, you'll know that music is one of my great loves. So it's my real pleasure to welcome Dr. Fiona Costa and Adam Ogleford from the University of Roehampton to talk about Take Note, a set of musical resources and strategies for carers. Well, Fee and Adam, it's a delight to welcome you to the D Word. I'm going to be talking about Take Note, which I always love the excuse to talk about music, so it's right down my street. But before we get on to all that, I wonder if both of you just introduce yourselves a little bit and tell us how you got involved in all of this. Maybe you'd like to start off, Fee?
Yes, certainly. So I've been involved in, working with older people for nearly 20 years now. And I started just with an interest in their well-being. I noticed that in society they were often sidelined. Life got tough as people got older. And I started with music as my background. I started doing a series of concerts in my local church. And they were incredibly popular. We had up to, between 350 and 500 people coming. So there was a real demand. And we had people who were just frail and older, and also people with dementia coming. And I was just so fascinated by their response that I then thought, well, I need to find out more about this. So I took myself off to University of Roehampton, which is where Adam is professor of music. And first of all, I did a master's in music psychology. And then I was so fascinated by it all, I went on and did a PhD. And in that, I looked at life in a care home and how music could affect well-being. And I look particularly at issues of pain, anxiety, and depression. And that was nearly 10 years ago. And since then, Adam and I have worked together on a lot of projects in care homes for people with dementia.
Thanks, Fee. Adam, what's your story?
Yeah, like Fee, I started life as a musician. We were both at conservatoires in London at much the same time, different conservatoires, I should say. While I was still a student at the Royal Academy, I got involved in working with children who were blind or partially sighted, and lots of whom were actually on the autism spectrum as well. So I've given over most of my professional life to working with people with special musical abilities or special musical needs. For a long time, I was very happy working with younger people, and I was aware of the growing demand in the older population for musical activities, music resources. But I kind of put it off because I thought I'd find it just too much emotionally to work with people with dementia. In the end, I think particularly really sparked by Fee's engagement in lots of care homes, we started doing activities together with people in residential care. And I think we both found it actually just an amazingly joyous experience, because so many of the people we worked with were kind of living in the moment, but very like a lot of the young people I worked with. And music had such a profound impact on them. You know, there's a sort of folk mythology that music is this magic stuff for people with dementia, and there's lots of YouTube videos showing people who seem to be pretty comatose suddenly coming alive when they hear music. And it is extraordinary, isn't it, Fee, when you witness it yourself, people who you really think that, you know, they seem to be like a sort of husk, you know, there seems to be nothing there. And after about 5 or 10 minutes of sort of music and coaxing them to be interactive, to sing, to tap their fingers, it's just remarkable how many actually do. And then once they start, they don't seem to be able to speak initially, but they can sing whole songs. And then language seems to come back as well. It's like this, what psychologists would call a halo effect. So it kind of spills over into language, into socialization, into memories start coming back. And indeed, quite a lot of those who are able to want to get up and dance. It's like a whole brain, whole body experience. And I think we both found it, haven't we, Fee, enormously rewarding and quite humbling, really, that we can apparently make such a difference in quite a short time to people's quality of life.
Yeah, I think none of the things that we do are particularly difficult to do. And that's what I think is so encouraging, that we happen to be musicians, but anyone can do what we can do given the right tools, and see similar results in their environment, whether it's caring for a partner or a parent, or if whether they're working as a professional carer in a residential situation. Music just seems to unlock things in a person. And perhaps it's worth saying that we do find that some people respond particularly powerfully and others less so. But I would say the majority really have a very strong reaction, and it's moving to see it, and we never get sick of it. No,
Absolutely,
indeed.
yeah. I don't, you know, sorry, I was just going to say, Fee, one of the things that I don't know whether you've found in the work you've done, that I always have the general feeling that people in care facilities think music is good, and you say it's kind of simple, anybody can do it, but it's kind of music is good, but we don't know where to go from here, and that's kind of you're providing the tools for that.
Yeah, that's very much the case. And whenever I tell someone what I spend my time doing, they always say, "Well, what music? How do we use it?" And so often I've been into a care home and they've got something like Classic FM in the background, which might be nice for some people, but it might be awful for others. You know, if you don't like the music being played, it's going to have a negative rather than a positive response. So it is just finding ways of using music that is effective for in a group or for individuals. And that's what we've tried to do in our latest project, which I hope you're going to ask us about.
The station that makes you feel good.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey Here on The D Word, we're always on the lookout for new guests. So if you've got a story to tell and would like to join me, do get in touch. You can find us at TDW Radio on X, Blue Sky, Facebook and Instagram. And the email is tdwradio@gmail.com. My guests this week are Dr. Fiona Costa and Adam Oakleford.
You know, I've seen the website, gone through the website. I mean, there's 27 guards featuring 4 tips on a particular topic. If I'm going with you, Adam, I mean, you know, why that format to start with?
Yeah, so I think what Fiona and I were trying to do, we were aware that there's quite a lot of stuff out there, you know, ideas and resources. And very often they focus on one particular thing. Very often, you know, a company, for example, will curate playlists or, you know, so they're quite specific. I mean, absolutely nothing wrong with that. But what we wanted to do was 2 things, really. First of all, to capture the breadth of resources and ideas that are out there in the cards, in the take note set. The second thing was, we were aware there were certain gaps in what people did. And so we wanted to try some new ideas, which we can talk about in a minute. And I think the third thing, actually, there's 3 things, is that we wanted to put the ideas into simple everyday English, that so you didn't need to be a trained musician in order to have a go. We also, on the website, there's also downloadable resources. So you really don't need to play or sing yourself in order to start doing things. And many of the ideas are very kind of, any one of the ideas you think, oh yeah, that's sort of obvious, but it's actually, I think, seeing the whole span of things right across people's lives, the possibilities, that I think that's the richness of take note. And I think people also you know, I mean, my brother himself has dementia, and we go in and there's carers, but sometimes when you're just thinking, oh gosh, what can we do today, you know, to cheer my brother up? And it's actually really helpful to have a prompt sometimes, you know, you just pick out a card, and there's on the back, you know, as you say, there's 4 ideas that anyone can do. And I think that's really helpful. And so, you know, we know there's, what is it, coming up to 1 million people recognized with dementia, almost certainly a lot more that aren't yet diagnosed, many of whom live with carers at home, and it's life's tough, isn't it? You know, for those in that situation. And I think any small way that that we can help enrich the lives not only of the people with dementia, but also those caring for them, because music is above all a social activity. And the whole idea of the cards is that here's something you can do together, you know, as a carer, as a professional carer, or a family member. Or, you know, with siblings, with grandchildren, with children, the whole point is it's a social thing, and I think that's what we're really driving at.
Yeah, and I think that's very important, because occasionally I feel people get pushed down the medical route, and a lot of the social interventions are things that people don't perhaps look at as closely as they should. And I guess, you know, part of the advantage of this, you're dealing with busy people in care facilities. So if you can make it nice and easy for them, but still get your point across, then that's a really important thing.
Yes, that's really the reason why we did it in card form, because, you know, we all know that people looking after people with dementia are just so busy, and they certainly haven't got time to read a book. And actually, many of the staff in care homes, English isn't their first language. So, but we've tried to make it as simple for people as possible, people who are busy, people who are stressed. As Adam said, they can pick up a card and look. And I mean, it's interesting, we divided them up into different categories, which I'm sure you saw on the website. So we looked at the 3 ways that we engage with music, and we put a whole bunch of ideas under those headings. So that's listening, making music with other people, and listening and playing on your own. And then we looked at different outcomes. So you might find that, say, you're working with someone who's very depressed or anxious, and there's a stream of ideas for dealing with that particular situation. And we've looked at a whole range of different outcomes. We looked at how we can improve communication, for example, which is a big thing for people with dementia. So we hope that by highlighting the outcomes that we hope can be achieved by the strategies that we suggest, people can just go straight to that card and think, right, I'm going to try that and see if that works today.
Yeah, and I think that's really important that you give people the whole story. So let's try this. We're looking for this outcome and the way we're going to help. One of the interesting things in terms of music, maybe if I can turn to you, Adam, is that I've had big discussions with people about how music moves on in terms of time and people's ages. Someone who's aged 80 now would have been born in 1944, they would probably have had people singing war songs around them. They then moved on to Elvis and the birth of rock and roll. They then will have seen the Beatles, rock, psychedelic rock, and had a bit of glam rock from the 1970s before they were 30. And do you feel that people take note of the way things move? Because I asked this question when I was with the Alzheimer's Society and I was dealing with people in their 80s and 90s. I was first given a CD full of First World War songs because it was suggested that's what these people want to listen to. How do you feel about this thing about music moving forward with people's ages, Adam?
Yeah, it's rather ironic, isn't it, that as you say, that the population is changing, but there's a danger that the services we offer in terms of music are stagnant, which is rather ironic, really. But no, you're absolutely right. There's a thing psychologists recognise as critical period, which is typically sort of teenage years and a bit after that, when I suppose the emotional impact of music is particularly strong because it's when the hormones first start racing. So the piece of music you heard on your first date will be particularly important, for example, or maybe a piece of music you hear on a loss of someone can be very powerful. Also, people's identity is very tied up with the kind of culture of that period, and so we try to introduce a lot of variety, but I think we've certainly moved away, Fee, haven't we, from a diet of actually the songs in the First War are very similar to the Second World War. They just picked up the same ones again. But the there's kind of what I call the musical vernacular, in other words, the music that's in the air for these people is probably things like the Beatles, ABBA, as you say, rock and roll. They absolutely love things like Great Balls of Fire. I think there's a danger with people with all sorts of special needs and disabilities to be rather careful and rather precious. And actually, quite a lot of the folk we work with really come alive when you do quite raunchy rock and roll and stuff. And of course, they probably got, they're aware, their dementia's probably come on in the last decade. But before then, they will have experienced everything, as we all do. So I think we try and give a big variety of music. We're very a lot of the cards stress how important it is to consult with relatives and friends of the people concerned if they're not able themselves to articulate what they'd like. But also just looking at their reactions, I think that's the thing for you, isn't it? You can see if someone's really engaged, because they, particularly the movement, I think, and the sort of dancing and the tapping and the singing along really gets going. And there's just big smiles, when they engage with a bit of Elvis, as you say, or indeed ABBA. ABBA seems to be pretty universal, doesn't it, for you now?
Yes, I mean, I think we always try and introduce a real selection, as Adam was saying, so that I mean, certainly the songs, the music that people grew up with, you'll often find that they know all the words, and I think that in itself gives them a huge boost of confidence. It's wonderful to be able to sing the words to a song and think, gosh, this is something that I can do. They may not articulate that to themselves, but you can see this that they're really happy to have achieved that. They may be singing words that they aren't able to articulate when they're not singing those words that they've lost in daily life. And then we can mix those kind of songs up with lots of other things that Adam was saying, and this halo effect that Adam mentioned earlier. enables them, I think, to really just engage in all different kinds of music. And that's really lovely to try. So we don't get stuck.
Yeah, absolutely. And, looking at the resources as well, I think it's kind of a bit of empowerment there as well with someone being able to create a playlist with their loved ones or relatives, their carers, and it's theirs. This is mine. Whereas, often music just plays in the background that doesn't belong to anybody, but there's a, an almost a sense of self in being able to create your own playlist.
Definitely, yeah. I think the other important thing about Take Note is that we've introduced some of the strategies that I've used over the years with young people with learning difficulties. And I think Fi and I were very hesitant to start with to try sort of social songs like "Who's Sitting Next to Me" and "What Day Is It Today" and stuff, in the with the worry it would, people would find it patronizing. But you know what? Particularly people with quite severe dementia, you can see almost a relief in their face that here's something they can engage with, that they're not going to seem foolish. I think they're terrified of not even knowing the name of the person next to them. It's quite extraordinary, isn't it, Fi? We've worked for months, even a year in one home, and they're two ladies always together, and they seem to be inseparable. But actually, when it came down to it, they had no idea who they were. It was just a sort of habit that they happened to sit next to each other. And yet, with music for social bonding that we do, these simple songs that say, "What's your name?" and "What day is it today?" It is a fantastic thing, and they actually really enjoy it. I think one of the, I guess, one of the pluses of dementia, if you can think like that, is the disinhibition that comes. So people that say, well, the relative might say, "Well, he's never sung in his life; he doesn't like music," but actually, normally that comes from an inhibition, not from a deep dislike or misunderstanding of music. And in dementia, because that inhibition is lost, suddenly they'll participate in they'll have a go at virtually anything, won't they, Fi? I've been
Yeah.
surprised. There's another myth, isn't there, that it has to be stuff they already know, stuff that's 50 years old. We have taught people new songs literally the day before they died, and they remember them. It's like the brain is some of it may be dying off, but other bits are trying to mend. The learning process never stops. And I think all the evidence suggests that by continuing new experiences, new learning, not only do you give people a better quality of life, but also, they'll probably be living longer because the brain is fully engaged for more of the time. Music's this thing that the whole brain lights up when you actively engage with music. And so it's kind of reaching those parts that words alone can't reach, for example. It's digging into the emotional, the very old centers of the brain. And so we're big lifelong learning fans, aren't we, Fi? I think that's the thing.
Yeah, I think that's one of the big things that we've learned over the years that we definitely started off doing the golden oldies, but it's just been remarkable to see people really enjoy learning something new. And we had a group the other day who wrote a new song together, with lots of help from a rather special musician who was used to doing that kind of thing. But to see their faces at the end when they'd all contributed the lines to a song was great. So there are lots of things one can try out.
I think that the humor of it as well, there were so many laughs, weren't there, making the song, trying to think of these silly things to rhyme and so on. I think fun is also a huge part of success. It can be, I think people who don't know can feel rather serious. It's rather sad, in inverted commas, to come into this place where people are dying. I mean, that's the old idea. I think now we're seeing dementia as part of the whole neurodiversity thing, and dementia as another phase of life rather than a sort of death sentence. I mean, clearly we're all going to die at some point, but there's no reason why we can't go on having a really good quality of life, even though parts of the brain aren't working quite so well. I mean, the other day as well, I got people with quite severe dementia, actually. I gave them all a little keyboard to play and put colours on a couple of the notes so they could join in with a song. And they were absolutely and totally gripped for about an hour. And some of them were pretty good at it. And that these are people who, as far as we know, had never played a musical instrument. So I think the excitement of something new, the shock of the new, is actually really important and good as well. You know, don't treat people like China dolls. Give them, take a risk, try something completely new. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. The advantage is they won't hold it against you the next day. But if they really enjoy something, the people will remember. They may not remember your name or the detail of it, but they remember the sense of fun that people coming in and making music has, and they'll be more willing to engage the next day. But I think that fun and enjoyment and humour is vital, isn't it, Fee?
The other thing that we've also looked at is not group situations, but more for a one-to-one situation. And one idea that, I don't think we've said already that all the ideas, apart from those which stem from our own research, come from other people's research. So we looked to put the ideas together. We looked at all the research written on sort of music and dementia and older people that had been done since 2010. So we collated all these different ideas. So they're all based on research, which I think is an important part of this project. But one of the ideas I think has been particularly powerful for when family members visit their family with someone with dementia. So one suggestion is, for example, you can buy these digital photo albums, so you can have an audio track on them. So we suggest that people find some photographs from important occasions in the person's life. It might be their wedding or a graduation of university or something, those important moments, family parties, those kind of things, and find the music that might have been played on those occasions and then collate the two together. And I was talking to one person, she said, before I just found I was beginning to dread visiting because I just found it so difficult to know what we could talk about. Everything sort of ended in a dead end. And this just gave so much more life to our visits. And if they're, there's more than one family member involved, they, you can get them all to sing together, that kind of thing. So the photos and the music together are much more powerful than just the photographs.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
On UK Health Radio, we now have 1.4 million listeners a month all over the world. All the shows are available for listen again and download from the website at www.UKHealthRadio.com. I'm chatting to Dr. Fiona Costa and Adam Oglefoot about Take Note.
And I think that, you know, that he's looking at the website, looking at the resources, looking at the cards, that kind of hits the nail on the head a little bit for me because it joins it all together. You've obviously taken a lot of research behind all of this. And, you know, if you're a carer at home with someone living with dementia, you want to do your best, but you can't access all of this. You want it nice and simple and in front of you. And that's exactly what you've done, not only for people in care facilities, but particularly I felt looking at it, someone who'd be at home and who was a carer.
Yeah, I think I mean there's a great hidden, as we know, but don't know the detail. There's a great hidden population of carers, aren't there, out there, many of whom probably don't have other support. Certainly in the kind of mild to moderate stages of dementia before other services start to kick in. And I think it, again, just from family experience, I mean, it's desperately lonely, isn't it? And I guess music is a real way of bringing people together. That's what music was originally for in our development as a species. Anthropologists think music is above all a social bonding agent. And in a sense, we're almost getting back to basics, what music used to be half a million years ago, by using music with people to make or to restore or to invigorate those social bonds. I think that's music is the language of love. Music is the language of friendship, and those friendship and love and so on can be pretty strained, can't they, when people start to drift off into what seems to be their own world, and music can reunite people, as Fee says, through a shared experience, which can be absolutely joyous. I think learning to live in the moment's important, isn't it, Fee? You just enjoy, let's enjoy this hour together. And suddenly time flies by. You don't get those terrible, awkward pauses when you just can't think what to do or what to say.
Yeah, I think there are also situations when you're caring for someone where it's really challenging, and the person with dementia gets agitated or very distressed. And for some of those people, playing music perhaps there might be a particular time of day when that happens, or a situation might be when they're getting dressed or something like that, or in the evening when they're just whatever for whatever reason they're distressed. And sometimes you can preempt that by playing music or singing to them before the agitation starts. So you can learn some tricks and try out what works with people. And I think that could be very powerful and make life easier for the carer.
Also, transitions are typically very hard, aren't they? Going somewhere. I mean, the biggest transition of all might well be the move to a care home. And there's work that says if you build up your playlist while the person is still at their own home, then you can use that music as a kind of bridge, that playlist to a new place. But also simple transitions like going to bed in the evening can be, as Fee says, it's a sundowning effect, isn't it, where people often get very agitated in the evening, and music can really help those transitions. Even moving, just thinking about our care home experience, moving from, say, bedroom to lounge, lounge to dining room can be quite an effort. But if you know, hum or sing or play a sort of fairly a sort of song that G's you up a bit, that can really, really help. And there are some again, you just need to look on YouTube. There are some amazing videos of people with Parkinson's disease, which is kind of related to dementia, of course, and can cause similar symptoms. And it's remarkable how music can make the body coordinate its movements again. So you get, I think one of the things you lose some can be a sort of sense of body rhythm, can't it? Which makes walking very difficult. But it's amazing how giving the brain a regular pulse through music can really help regularize movement again, and people can regain that kind of sense of symmetry and synchrony with their movements.
Yeah, I think what's coming across our discussion. Sadly, we're gonna have to come to an end surely. But it really is take a chance, think outside the box. Don't have any preconceptions in terms of people's ability as they go through their dementia journey. I think that's great. Briefly, if you can, I mean, it launched in October. What's the reaction been so far?
Okay, Pete.
Well, I think we've had some great reactions actually. I can even read you something that a care home wrote because they ordered we, it actually pu it was published at the end of July. And these people this was a care home in Twickenham, and they wrote to us unsolicited and said, "We ordered Take Note and we absolutely love it. It's such a perfect resource to get residents and staff meaningfully engaged whilst enjoying music." The cards are so helpful for bringing music into the care setting, empowering staff and residents to feel confident playing instruments and making the most of opportunities to make music part of our everyday lives. We were very chuffed to get that. And that's what we really hope is the reaction of many care homes around the country. But we are going to, we would, as you said, we launched them in October at a conference, and we're going to have some more conferences next year around the country and try and get the word out as far as we can.
It's the Take Note Roadshow.
Okay, the Take Note Roadshow. We will look out for that. I think it's great, and you know, wish you every success with it. I'm sure it'll be extremely popular, as you say. Always great to talk music on the show, and been a pleasure having you both of you as my guests. Thank you very much.
Thank you
for having us.
Many thanks to Fee and Adam, and I wish them every success with Take Note. You can find out more details at the website at www.takenote.org.uk. Well, that's all we have time for on this edition. Thanks for your company, and I hope you'll join me again soon for some more Dementia Talk right here on the D Word Podcast.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.